弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经。神力守望者在他的家里。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with you all, with the topic, God sets a watchman over in His house.
我们请大家翻开以西结书三十三章。
Let's all turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33.
以西结书三十三章，这是以西结这一卷书里面的第三个段落。
In this chapter, Ezekiel chapter 33, it is the third section of the whole book of Ezekiel.
以西结书一章到第二十四章，这个是第一个段落，是论有关于耶路撒冷的审判。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 24 in the book of Ezekiel, that is the first section of the book, and it is regarding the city Jerusalem.
那从25章到32章，这是神对列邦的审判。
And from chapter 25 to chapter 32, that is section 2, which is about the judgment of the rest of the nations.
那从24章的时候呢，就已经看到耶路撒冷被巴比伦大军围困了。
And so starting in chapter 24, we could already see that the city Jerusalem was being surrounded by a huge army.
那被围困了十几个月之后，那个巴比伦就把犹大国灭了。
And after about 10 months of surrounding, Babylonian army destroyed the nation.
那在二十四章的时候呢，那个神就借着先知的妻子突然死亡，来预告神的圣殿耶路撒冷城即将也要这样子从百姓的眼前消失。
And also in chapter 24, God made the prophet's wife all of a sudden passing away to symbolize that the city Jerusalem will also disappear very quickly in front of the people.
那所以从二十四章以后，看起来先知的口就不再讲有关于耶路撒冷的预言了。
And so after chapter 24, the mouth of the prophet no longer speaks prophecies regarding Jerusalem.
那在这段期间呢，以西结书里面就插入了这一段论列邦的审判。
And during this time, the chapters are in the middle regarding the judgment on all the other nations.
是要强调这位神是公义的神，他是万民的神。
And this is to emphasize the fact that God is a God of all nations, and He is a just and fair God.
神他不但要刑罚自己的选民，他也要审判那些不义的和骄傲的国度。
And not only is God judging His own nation, God is also judging nations that are proud and that are unjust.
所以要来证明神他是绝对的公平，他是全地的主。所有的国度都是在他的掌控底下。
And so this is to prove that our God is a just God and that He is in control of all the nations in the world.
那从三十三章之后呢？那个时候其实圣城已经被灭了，犹大国已经毁了。
And so in chapter 33, at this time, the Jerusalem, the holy city, has already been destroyed, and the nation Judah was already gone.
所以从三十三章开始，其实就是神再一次的要提出他们要复兴的信息。
And so starting from chapter 33, God again brings about the message of how the nation should revive.
所以这是神借着先知所传达的信息里面一个新的纪元，一个新的开头。
And so this is the beginning of a new message through the mouth of the prophet.
所以在说明神通常在他严厉的审判以后，他都会给他的选民一个复兴的盼望。
And this is also to explain that after a severe judgment from God, God always give His people a promise or a hope of revival.
所以从三十三章开始到三十九章呢，就看到一系列的神给先给他的选民的国度一个应许，一些应许。
And then so starting from chapter 33 all the way to chapter 39, we can see promises that God gives to his people.
那这些应许呢，就是要让他们重新去认识这位神其实是爱他们的。
And so these promises are for his people to know once again that their God is a God that loves them.
他们今天会落到这个地步，是跟这些牧者没有去真的牧养他的羊神的选民有关系的。
And the reason why they became the way they were had something to do with the shepherd of God's people not fulfilling their duties.
所以接下去呢，从三十三章以后呢，他就开始论神要让他们重新复兴的那个步骤是什么。
And so starting from chapter 33, it starts to talk about the steps of revival that God promises to his own people.
那第三十三章先神再一次的向先知提出他要立他做守望者。
And so in chapter 33, again, God mentions that he will set the prophet as a watchman over his house.
因为现在国度已经灭了。
Because at this time, the nation was already destroyed.
那其实这是先知他之前一再警告的结局，现在他的预言应验了。
And so the prophet had many times prophesied regarding this result, and now his prophecy has been fulfilled.
那现在百姓他们也知道哦，原来真的神他是说真的，他是很严厉的。那先知以西结所讲的也是真实的。
And so also the people at this time, they knew that what Prophet Ezekiel said was very true, and also the words of God were true.
所以他们现在神要再一次的把以西结的角色重新的设定要他对剩余的百姓继续说预言，然后同时要警告先知这些百姓其实还是没有改变的。
And so at this time, God is re-establishing the role of the prophet in front of the people, and also at the same time to warn the prophet that he needs to continue to prophesy to the remaining of the people, but at the same time, these people are still the same, they have not changed.
他们现在没有错，他们现在知道以西结是先知。
So the people at this time, they knew that Ezekiel was a prophet from God.
但是他们是想要听先知讲神的信息，但是他们却是只能够听，不愿去行，就是他们不愿意改变。
So they were willing to listen to Ezekiel the prophet, bringing messages from God, but they were, even though they were willing to listen, they still were not willing to change themselves.
他们现在的嘴巴对先知讲话就不一样，态度不一样。可是他们的心还是没有改变。
And so now, at this time, their attitude and the words that they speak to Ezekiel were different, but their hearts were the same.
我们现在看三十三章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 33, verse 1.
神的话又临到我说。
Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying.
第二节，人子啊，你要告诉本国的子民说，我使刀剑临到哪一国？那一国的民从他们中间选立一人为守望的。
Verse 2, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, When I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman.
这里第二节说，其实你要告人子，你要告诉本国的民啊。你如果看英文的话，会发现它其实就是说你要告诉你的子民，就是你的国的民啊，是指以西结的。
So if we read very carefully at the beginning of verse 2, when God tells him to speak to the children of your people, meaning the people of Ezekiel.
那这个就是指的，其实就是在被掳的百姓当中呢，神还是一样要设立守望的人来提出警告。
And so the message is to tell the people that God will set over them a watchman from among them.
那这个守望者其实就是神在乱世当中所兴起的人呢。
And so the watchman is basically someone that God raises among the time of chaos.
那第从第二节开始到第九节这一段呢，他就来说明神立这个守望，在这个乱世当中立守望者，他的职责在哪里。
And so starting from verse 2 all the way to verse 9, God also talks about the purpose and the role of the watchman.
这个第二节他那里说，第三节，请看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他见刀剑临到那地，若吹角警戒众民。
Verse 3, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people.
这里你看到说这个守望者呢，他如果看到刀剑来到那地了。
So here in verse 3, it says that if the watchman sees the sword coming upon the land,
那他就要警戒百姓注意哦，那个危险来到了。
Then he ought to blow the trumpet and warn the people.
那守望者通常站在守望台上比较高的地方。
And the watchman usually stands on somewhere that is tall, on the tall tower.
那所以呢，他现在要做这个守望者要做百姓的眼睛啊，去观察到底有没有危险来到。
And he is to become the eyes of the people to see if there is danger.
所以一个守望者的第一个任务就是要做众民的眼睛。
So the first responsibility of the watchman is to become the eyes of the people.
那第二节那里说。
And in verse 2.
他说我使刀剑临到哪一国，那一国的民从他们中间选立一人做守望的哈，所以这个刀剑是神把他带来的，临到一个国度。
And if we read verse 2 very carefully, when it says, "When I bring the sword upon a land," it tells us very clearly that God is the one that brings the sword upon a nation.
那这个刀剑其实就代表着从神来的审判。
And the sword represents a judgment from God.
那所以这个守望的他要能够事先看到神要审判他的百姓。
So the watchman must first be able to see that God will be judging the nation.
那所以现在这个守望的他是做眼睛，他就要非常的警醒。
And the watchman is to also be the eyes of the people, and so he needs to be very alert.
他要首先能够看到危险来到了。
He needs to be able to see that there is danger coming.
那所以这个守望的人不能够是那个贪睡的人，他一定要时常是很警觉的，很敏感的。
And so for someone who is a watchman, he cannot be asleep. He needs to always be on his alert and be watchful.
所以这个百姓当中，他们所立出来的，如果这个守望者如果是很警觉的人，那他们就能够避免灾祸了。
And so among the people, if they had chosen someone who's very alert to be their watchman, then they will spare themselves from danger.
那所以也是每一个被立为守望者，他应该要有的自觉，他是替众人做眼睛的。
But it is also at the same time the responsibility of the watchman to be very alert because he is the eyes of all the people.
那所以守望的人他要站在高处，他才能够看得远。
And so, for someone who is a watchman, they are always standing high on the tower.
所以从这样的角度看，我们今天在我们信仰的路上，我们需要有守望人。
And so, from this perspective, we could tell that from our journey of faith, we need someone to be our watchman.
作为守望者，一定要站在属灵的高处，就是说他要能够站在高点去看到比较远的地方。
To be a watchman, a spiritual watchman, this person needs to be able to stand on tall ground and see far away.
那也就是说，这个守望者这个眼光要锐利，要能够看得很远。
Which is also to say that the eyesight of the watchman needs to be very sharp, and he needs to be able to see far.
要看到别人所看不到的那个危险。
He needs to be able to see danger that others cannot see.
那这个眼睛要好，眼力要好，并不是说要怎么样去保养眼睛啊。
And to have a very good eyesight is not to say that we need to do certain things to make sure that our eyesights are good.
这不是肉眼的问题。
It is not a problem of our physical eyesight.
这是心理的眼睛的问题，灵性的眼睛的问题。
And this is an issue about our spiritual eyesight.
所以，一个守望者他一定要能够有锐利的眼光，他要能够看透万事。
And so a watchman needs to have very high spiritual sensitivity, and he needs to be able to see through all things.
那这个锐利的眼光从哪里来呢？
And where does this sharpness of the eyesight coming from?
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章，请看第十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
哥林多前书二章十五节说：“属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。”
Verse 15.He who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
16节
16.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心的。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
这里提到这个一个属灵的人就是被圣灵充满的，他才有可能看透万事，才会知道主的心。
And so these verses tell us that only someone who is filled by the Holy Spirit will be able to know the mind of Christ and see through all things.
所以一个守望者他需要有神的智慧，他需要有神的灵，然后他才能够知道神的心，也能够看到危险会来到。
And so for a spiritual watchman, this person needs to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord and to understand the mind of Christ and to see danger that others cannot see.
所以这个守望者他这个做眼睛这个功能会影响到他所有的百姓是不是能够及时去避免从神来的审判的关键。
And so this watchman,of how good his eyesight is, of his ability to be able to see danger coming from the Lord, this issue has something to do with the safety of his people.
那看回来以西结书三十三章。
If we turn back to the book of Ezekiel chapter 33,
第三节他说他见刀剑临到那地，他如果吹角警戒众民。
Verse 3 says that when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people.
那所以这里提到这个守望的，他第二个职责就是要作为这个选民的号角，他就是要负责吹角。
And so this verse tells us about the second duty of this watchman, which is that he needs to blow the trumpet.
他看到危险到了，他一定要吹角，让众民都有一个警觉。
When he sees that danger is coming, he needs to blow the trumpet to warn the people.
他第四节说，他如果众人如果听见角声，他不受警戒的，刀剑来了就把他除灭了。他这个人死就是因为他不听这个警戒。
And verse 4 it says that whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head.Meaning that if this person does not hear the warning, it's on him.
第五节讲一次，他听见脚声，如果不受警戒呢，他的罪就归到自己了。
And in verse 5, it repeats one more time that when he hears the sound of the trumpet and he did not take the warning, his blood shall be upon himself.
但是如果他听了就受警戒呢，他说便是救了自己的性命，他就可以存活。
But then later on it says, But he who takes the warning will save his life, meaning that if he hears the warning, he'll live.
所以现在这个守望者他是负责做吹角的工作。
And so the watchman's duty is to blow the trumpet.
那听的人就得到存活，不听了就死了。
And those who hear the warning will live, and those who do not will die.
所以现在后果是由个人对听到这个守望者的号角声所做的反应之后每个结果都要自己承担。
And so the result of whether you live or die is your own responsibility of whether you listen to the warning of the trumpet.
好，所以 守望者是负责吹角警戒。
And so the duty of the watchman is to blow the trumpet.
那最后结果呢，就是每一个人自己承担的。
But the result is on the individual's action.
所以守望者没有办法替众人做决定。
So the watchman is not able to make this decision for all the people.
对这个警戒要听或不听，每个人都要承担责任。
Whether the individual hears the warning, that is the responsibility of that person.
但是第六节那里说。
But in verse 6, it tells us.
他说如果守望的人他没有吹角呢？
Verse 6 says, if the watchman does not blow the trumpet,
他看到危险来到了，但是他都不作声。
He sees that danger is coming, and he did not blow the trumpet.
所以百姓就没有警觉。
And so the people were not aware that danger was coming.
刀剑来就把他们杀了。
And then the sword comes and takes any person from among them.
那个，他说这样子神就要追讨这个守望者的罪。
This verse tells us that, God will actually require the blood at the watchman's hand.
所以这里就提到，就看到说，那个守望者他被神立起来，他有这个职责，他其实最后神要跟他算账的。
And so here we could see very clearly that, God had risen up this watchman to be responsible, to be faithful to his own duty.
那所以在这里我们看到这个守望者，我们就会想说。在以西结书里面是指着以西结先知啊。
And so here, when we read this message about the watchman in the book of Ezekiel, we'll know that this refers to the prophet Ezekiel.
因为第七节，人子啊，我照样立你做以色列的守望者，守望的人。
Because it says so in verse 7, it says, "So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel."
但是我们现在读圣经，我们不是只在读以西结的故事而已。
But today, when we read the Bible, we're not just reading about the story of Ezekiel.
神在他的家里面设立守望者，那这些守望者是谁呢？
God sets over a watchman over his house, and so who is this watchman?
我们现在看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第十四节，对不起，十四节。
Verse 14。
哥林多前书四章十四节，我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you.
从这里就看使徒保罗呢，他也是在做守望的工作。
And so from here, we could see that Apostle Paul was also doing the job of a watchman.
他透过写信来传达警戒。
Through the letter that he wrote, he was passing on his warning.
所以看起来传道人是被神立作信徒的守望者。
So it looks like that preachers are the ones that God had raised up to be watchmen over his people.
那也等于像是教会是信徒的守望者一样。
And that is the same as the church being the watchman over its believers.
我们现在看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
If we turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章的十四节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 14.
五章十四节说，我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。
Verse 14 it says, Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all.
这里是保罗跟他的同工帖撒罗尼迦前书一开头的时候是保罗、希拉、提摩太，他们这些神的工人呢，他们写信给在帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
So in the beginning of this book, we see that Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, these workers of God, they were writing a letter to the believers in Thessalonica or Thessalonian church.
那他们现在劝弟兄们，就是教会说要去警戒那些不守规矩的人。
And they are writing to exhort the brothers in that church to warn those people who are unruly.
所以教会本身就是有这个守望者的功用。
And so the church itself, they have this duty of the watchman.
如果是不守规矩的，他说一定要警戒，让他能够改变，能够才免去从神来的刑罚。
It says that they need to warn those who are unruly so that those people will escape the judgment of God.
哦，所以这个守望者今天如果从这样的角度来看，那我们做父母亲的应该就是我们儿女的守望者。
And so from this angle, we could also see that then as parents, we are also watchmen over our children.
你就看以弗所书第六章。
And we can turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章的第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Verse 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
这里做父母亲的要警戒儿女，让他知道什么样的行为是神会刑罚的。
And so here it tells us that as parents, we need to warn our children of what kind of conducts would bring about the judgment of God.
因为孩子他们可能看不到危险，他们不知道那是神不喜悦的事。
Because as children, they may not be able to see danger. They will not know what things are going to make God angry.
但是做父母亲的可以看得比较远，可以知道什么是神会处罚的哦。
But as parents, They see farther away, and they all know what kind of behaviors are not pleasing to God.
所以父母亲要做儿女的守望者。
And so parents are to be watchmen over their children.
那我们现在读圣经，其实圣经在教导我们众人要注意神的原则。
And today, when we read the Bible, we know that the Bible is to teach us the words of God and the rules from God.
神把圣经里面把很多神会刑罚的事情都预先告诉我们。
The Bible tells us of all the things that God will judge.
你就看到圣经就好像是我们的守望者，每个人的守望者一样。
And so the Bible itself is like a watchman for all of us.
我们现在看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn back to First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章的第十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11.
第十一节，他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Verse 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples.And they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
圣经里面预言了很多神会审判的罪以及神的刑罚。
The Bible prophesied many of the sins that God will judge, and also the punishment and the judgment that would come.
神在圣经里面留下以后会发生的事情。
And God also left things that will happen in the future in the Bible.
他事先告诉我们末后那个危险的日子会来到。
He told us that there will be danger in the end times.
圣经一直在向我们吹号角，提醒我们。
And the Bible continues to blow the trumpet for us.
所以我们一定要去听这个号角声的警戒。
And so we must listen to the trumpet as our warning.
如果我们听了，我们就不至于死亡。
If we hear the warning, then we will not die.
所以当我们读圣经，如果我们听见圣经告诉我们的信息，我们就有可能改变。
And so when we hear the message from the Bible, we may change.
好，所以这个守望者是要吹号角警戒的。
And so the duty of the watchman is to blow the trumpet as warning.
我们可能在我们的生活里面，在我们不同的角色扮演当中，作为其他人的守望者。
In our lives, in our different roles in life, we may become others' watchmen.
哦，因为我们教会里面弟兄姐妹啊，从神领受不同的恩赐，可能扮演不同的工作。
Because as believers and brothers and sisters in the house of God, we receive different talents from God to do different things.
我们可以成为我们弟兄的守望者。
We can become our brother's watchman.
哦，所以当我们看到，哎，他们有一些弟兄姐妹有一些什么一样，有些行为是可能会招致神的刑罚的时候，我们就要提出警戒。
And so, if we see some behaviors that are that might bring about judgment from God, we need to give warning to our brothers and sisters.
所以守望者是要作为号角的。
And so, the watchman is to become the trumpet of the people.
属灵的号角。
That is a spiritual trumpet.
再看回来以西结书三十三章。
Let's go back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33.
看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
第七节，说人子啊，我照样立你做以色列的守望者，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
Verse 7, so you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me.
第三个职责就是要作为百姓的耳朵。
So the third duty of the watchman is to become the ears of the people.
要作为耳朵去听从神来的话语。
The watchman needs to become ears for the people to hear words from God.
所以守望者要把神的话语听清楚。
And so as a watchman, he needs to hear very clearly the messages from God.
不可以把神的话误解了，听错了。
He cannot misunderstand or mishear the words from God.
如果神的话没有听清楚，讲出去的警告就不准了。
If he did not listen very carefully to the words of God and the warning he passes out is wrong.
那如果是听错了，然后他吹号角，那个声音可能就不一样了。
And if he hears something different and he blows the trumpet, that is a different sound.
所以现在守望者很重要，是要听明白，而且要确定所听的是正确的。
And so a duty of the watchman is to make sure that he listens very carefully and that he hears what is right.
我们人有时候一样在听一句话，有些人听所领受那个意思是不一样的。
Sometimes we may hear the same exact sentence, but the response or the response that we have is different.
这个有时候是跟我们的这个领悟力有关系。
And sometimes it has to do with our understanding.
所以这个有些人比较迟钝的，他都听不出那个话中的话嘛。
For some people who are slow, they will not be able to understand things that are implied.
当然，神在讲话的时候，绝对不会讲的模棱两可，那讲的很好像很不清楚。
But when God is giving a message, He's not going to be very vague.
其实神所讲的话都很清楚的。
Actually, the words of God are very clear.
现在问题就是有时候这个人听的时候，可能因为自己有一些朋友偏见。就把这个神的话一重点落掉了。
The problem is that sometimes when men hears the words of God, they may be because of their own prejudice, they omit some of the key points.
所以今天作为守望者，一定要能够认真的去听神的话语，而且是听得准确无误。
And so, as a watchman for God, what is very important is that we need to hear the words of God accurately.
今天我们做守望者很重要的是要让我们的耳朵很清楚，能够领受神的信息。
And so, we being watchmen, we need to make sure that our ears are always in tune for the accurate messages from God.
我们现在请看以赛亚书五十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
请看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
第四节，主神赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak, a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
第五节，主神开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
Verse 5, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
哦，这里提到说，我们要每天早晨起来的时候，就要提醒，要提醒我们自己，因为我们要注意听神给我们的声音。
And so, here it also reminds us that every morning when we wake up, we need to remind ourselves that we need to carefully listen to the voice of God.
求神来开通我们的耳朵。
And we need to pray to God to open our ears.
所以神所讲的每一句话，我们都能听得很清楚。
And so that we will be able to hear the words from God, and every word that we hear will be very clear.
那我们所领受的信息跟神所表达、所要讲的是一样的。
And that the messages that we receive will be exactly the same as what God is saying.
那这样子，我们所传出的警戒，别人所听到的，就是神要做的，要我们做的事。
Then when we pass along the message to other people, that will be exactly what God wants us to do.
那这样子，人就能够从这个警戒里面得到存活了。
Then man will be able to live because of the words of God.
再看回来以西结书三十三章。
And let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 33.
请看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第八节，我对恶人说：“恶人啊，你必要死！你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要。”向你追讨他丧命的罪。
Verse 8, when I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand.
这里所看的，我们就知道，守望者要作为神的口。
And also here, this verse, we see that as a watchman, the watchman becomes the mouthpiece of God.
是要替神发言的。
The watchman is to speak for God.
哦，所以第八节是说，我如果对恶人说，恶人啊，你必要死啊，这句话是神讲的，现在守望者他听到了。
So in verse 8, the beginning of verse 8, it says, When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die. This sentence is coming from God.
接下来这个以西结，这个守望者，他就要开口来警戒这个恶人。
Then the watchman, being Ezekiel, he needs to warn this wicked man.
所以他现在嘴巴是要给神用，神说什么他就转达什么。
And so his mouth is to be used by God. Whatever God says, he needs to say it.
好，所以通常以西结先知他在讲信息的时候，他通常都会说主神如此说。
And that's why when Ezekiel speaks, he often starts with the sentence, "The Lord God says."
所以这个守望者他要很忠实的去传达神的话语。
So, being a watchman, he needs to faithfully deliver the message of God.
他不能够把神的话语增添或删减。
And he cannot add or delete a words of God.
好，看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
你对他们说，主神说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列家，你们转回吧，离开恶道，何必死亡呢？
Verse 11, say to them, As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, For why should you die, or house of Israel?
那这里就看到这个守望者的口是要来传达神的宣告。
Here we see that the mouth of this watchman is to deliver the proclamation from God.
神不喜悦恶人死亡这个事实在十八章已经讲过一次了。
God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. This message was already spoken back in chapter 18.
十八章的二十三节。
Chapter 18, verse 23.
哦，十八章二十三节。
Chapter 18, verse 23.
二十三节，十八章二十三节是用疑问句的方式表达。
In verse 23 of chapter 18, this message is expressed in a form of a question.
主神说：“恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？”
Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Says the Lord God.
不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗？
And not that he should turn from his ways and live.
所以你看现在在第三十三章要立以西结做再一次强调他守望者的工作的时候，特别是用直接表达的方式，是正面的宣告说我不喜悦恶人死亡。
And so now in chapter 33 verse 11, when Ezekiel becomes the watchman of the house of God, he specifically uses a very positive form of the expression of this message.
神喜悦每一个人都得救的。
The message is that God takes pleasure and he wants everyone to be saved.
神的心意就是每一个人都愿意转回离开恶道，然后在神面前可以存活。
And God's will is that every one of the people turn from their evil ways so that they can live.
所以你看神他这个宣告其实是表达人在神面前的悔改永远不会太慢。
And so this proclamation is also to tell man that a repentance in front of God is never too late.
所以今天不管我们在我们的信仰当中已经到什么样的地步了，都不管。
And so today, it does not matter what kind of status that we are in our faith.
如果我们听到了神的警戒，圣经的提醒。
If we hear messages from the Bible and warnings from the Bible.
我们人只要愿意转回离开恶道，神他说他就需要他就是要人这样的一个心，然后他就可能因为这样改变了存活了。
And God tells us that as long as there is this change of heart in front of God, then this man may live.
所以守望者要成为神的口，来宣告神他要救人的信息。
And so the watchman is to become the mouthpiece of God to proclaim the salvation message from God.
这个我们从这样子这一段里面就看到，其实我们每一个人。在神的拣选里面，我们其实都被神立作守望者。
And so from reading this passage, we could also see that all of us who are chosen by God, all of us are watchmen for God.
那神对守望者的要求，其实只是要他尽责任的去把他所听到的信息忠实的表达。
And the requirement for the watchman is that he faithfully proclaims what he hears and what he sees from God.
也就是说，守望者负责吹角警戒，他听到，他看到，然后他负责吹角警戒，负责宣告神要讲的话。
So basically, he hears and he blows the trumpet from God and to warn the people.
那至于百姓听或不听，这个就不是他能够控制的。
But whether the people listen to him or listen to the warning or not, that is something out of his control.
一开头在第三章神立以西结做先知的时候就说了，他们听或不听，他们是听或不听，都没有你都不用负责任了。
Ever since the very beginning, God told Ezekiel that whether the people listen to you or not, that is not your responsibility.
听了让他听，不听就让他不听。
If they hear you, they hear you. But if they don't, they don't.
个人要承担 他们做这个决定的后果。
And everyone is to bear his or her own decision.
但是他作为守望者，如果不警戒，他就有祸了。
But then, being a watchman, if he does not warn the people, then he holds the responsibility.
所以他只要开口警戒，就让这些恶人作恶人有机会悔改。
So as long as he opens his mouth to warn the people, to give a chance for the people to repent.
他要负责把神的话讲清楚。
And he is responsible to speak very clearly the words of God.
去导正有一些人错误的观念。
And to correct misconceptions that the people have.
我们现在看回来33章第10节。
Let's read verse 10 of chapter 33.
人子啊，你要对以色列家说，你们常说我们的过犯罪恶在我们身上，我们必因此消灭，怎么能存活呢？
Therefore you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live?
当时候百姓他们认为说，啊，我们国家都已经被灭了，已经到了这个地步了，还能活吗？还有希望吗？
A lot of the people at that time, they feel that their nation, their country is already destroyed, and they're already in this state. How can they still live?
这一节也说明，这个罪人、作恶的人，他们都知道自己的结果是什么。
And so this verse also tells us that as sinners, as someone who had made mistakes, they all know what their results will be.
他们都知道最后的结果就是刑罚消灭了。
They all know that in the end, there is judgment and they will be destroyed.
他们认为他们没有希望。
And so they believe that there is no hope in them.
但是守望者他现在要去导正他们这个错误的观念，要让他们明白神真正的心意。
But then as the watchman, he needs to correct this misconception that the people have and to clearly express the heart of God.
主神说，我指着我的永生起誓。
As I live, says the Lord God.
所以神，你看他是个很严正的宣告，他其实是愿意看到每个人都悔改。
And so God here is very serious in his proclamation that he wants to see everyone repent.
我们就看到以西结他真的后来成为神中心的守望者。
And we see that Ezekiel in the end he really becomes a very faithful watchman of God.
从一开头我们看到第三十三章，我们就知道以西结他是为了传达中心传达神的话语，他真的尽全力，他完全没有任何的怨言或者是更改神的话语。
In the very beginning, we see that in order to deliver the message of God, Ezekiel was very faithful to his job, and he did not change the message from God.
他受了非常多的苦。
And he endured through many sufferings.
他不断的警戒。
And he continued to warn the people.
百姓不听还是不听。
And the people just refused to listen.
最后他的预言就实现了，应验了。
In the end, his prophecy became true.
那个时候百姓他们就发现说，哇，原来以西结他真的，他所讲的话，他都会应验，都是真的了。
And so finally, the people realized that what Ezekiel said was true. What he said became true.
他们现在想要去听以西结讲的话。
And so now the people are willing to listen to what Ezekiel has to say.
但是神先跟以西结预告百姓他们会有的作为。
But then God also told Ezekiel what the people will become.
看三十三章的第三十节。
Let's read chapter 33, verse 30.
人子啊，你本国的子民在墙垣旁边，在房屋门口谈论你。弟兄对弟兄彼此说，来吧，听听有什么话从主神而来。
Verse 30, as for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the doors of the houses, and they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word is that comes from the Lord.
他们现在想要到以西结这里来听从神来的信息。
At this time, they are willing to go to Ezekiel to hear the word from God.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
他们来到你这里，如同民来聚会，坐在你面前，仿佛是我的民。他们听你的话，却不去行，因为他们的口都嫌爱情，心却追随财力。
Verse 31, so they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain.
32节
Verse 32.
他们看你如善于奏乐、声音优雅之人所唱的雅歌，他们听你的话却不去行。
Verse 32. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do not do them.
这里特别提到，当时候其实百姓呢，他们虽然嘴巴对耶利米现在讲话很温柔，可是他们其实骨子里面还是藐视先知的。
And so here we could see that now, even though they may have changed their attitudes towards Ezekiel and that they speak gently to him, but deep down in their hearts, they are still they still despise the prophet.
他们还是因为他们听了不去行。
And that is because they all hear the words, but they do not do them.
也就是说，他们其实不会把以西结所讲的话真的很严厉的去对待，这个他所讲的预言真的会实现，审判真的会来到。
Which is to say that they are still not very serious regarding what the messages that they are hearing. They still do not truly believe that there will be a judgment.
所以他们仿佛民呢，好像很顺服的民来到先知面前，要来听，要来聚会，来听神的话。
And so they're like people who are very obedient on coming to the prophet to hear the words from God.
但他的心并没在那里。
But their hearts are not there.
他说心仍然在追随财力。
Their hearts are still pursuing their own gain.
所以他的心并没有真的去在意神所要他们去行的这些诫命命令。
And so their hearts are still very far from what God wants them to do, to follow the laws from God.
他们的心并不是在真的追随神。
And their hearts are not truly pursuing after God.
还是在追随这个世界。
They are still pursuing the world.
所以看先知像一个很会说唱表演的人而已。
And so the prophet is just like someone who can sing very well and who performs very well.
其实这个在提醒我们每一个人。
And so actually, this is to remind all of us.
我们今天来到神面前，我们抱一个什么样的心来听守望者 的这个警戒的话呢？
What kind of hearts and what kind of attitude do we have when we come in front of the watchman listening to the words of God?
我们从教会里面的信息，从圣经里面 的那个教训，我们真的听了之后会去做吗？还是只是听觉得哇讲得很不错这样而已？
From the messages that we see in the Bible and also from the messages that we hear at church, do we truly do and follow the words and the teachings, or do we just listen to them and say, oh, that was a very good message?
这一群被掳的百姓，他们其实还没有学到教训。
In actuality, these group of people that were being captives, they still have not learned their lesson.
他们当时候其实还是非常的顽梗悖逆的。
And at that time, they were still very hardened in their hearts.
心还是很硬，他还是没办法真的去接受神所要他们改变的这个事实。
And so their hearts were still very hardened, and they were unwilling to accept the changes that God are asking them.
他们那时候还是认为自己不错的，不会听到那个先知的责备。
And they still felt that they were pretty good at the time, and they did not hear the rebuke from the prophet.
他们自义的心，从第21节到28节就看得到了。
Their hearts of us are self-righteousness were seen from verses 21 to 28.
所以这一段这一章所讲的这个守望者的这个道理呢，希望我们每个人都能够得到警戒。
And so, from the message in chapter 33 regarding the watchman, I hope that all of us can be reminded.
让我们都听了神的话之后，能够真的去行。
That all of us will listen to the words of God and afterwards be able to do them.
Because 圣经里面所讲的这些话都会应验的。
Because all the words that are spoken in the Bible will surely come to pass.
那我们希望能够从神的话里面得到生命啊，得以存活。
And we hope to gain life from the words of God. We want to live.
让我们真正啊，把我们自己的这种啊偏见，我们自己的这种想法啊，自我的观念，把它放在旁边，真的能够听神的话语。
Let us put aside our own understanding and our own ideas and prejudice and listen to what the words of God say.
能够真的从神的道理里面啊得到生命。
And that we will truly be able to receive life from the words of God.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
418首。
Hymn 418.